Ruthel Frank has lived in the same neighborhood in the village of Brokaw for 84 years.
The 21st of August of 1927, born in a house across the road.
She was delivered at home, and there were complications. Frank ended up partially paralyzed, but she persevered and took pride in being a citizen. She's voted in every election since her first one.
It was in 1948, so that's a long time ago.
But Frank thinks she may miss the next election because she doesn't have a driver's license and she never got the birth certificate she needs for a state-approved voter ID.
My birth is registered in Madison, but my father's last name was spelled wrong and my mother's first name is spelled wrong.
It costs $20 for a birth certificate, but Frank has been told to get the information corrected, it could cost $200. She says she shouldn't have to spend a dime.
I'm not going to put out any money in order to vote. I think it was even guaranteed in the Constitution, the right to vote.
In 1996, Ruthel Frank was elected to the Brokaw Village Board. But when she runs for re-election this spring, she worries that she won't even be able to vote for herself.
It would hurt. You know, I can't vote for myself. Well, how can I help anybody else? This whole situation, it just hurts.
Her husband, 85-year-old Henry Frank, says it hurts him, too.
To see what she's got to go through, and after all the years that she voted, I think it's rotten. I think it's terrible. I don't think it's fair. She's not probably the only one out there that's in the same kind of shape.
She's not the only one, according to John Sherman, an attorney with the American Civil Liberty Union's Voting Rights Project.
That is what the effect of this misguided law is. You basically need four forms of documentation for an original driver's license or state ID card at the Wisconsin DMV. That's difficult for a lot of people.
Sherman called Ruthel Frank from his office in Georgia.
We were interested in her case. We've been actively exploring and investigating all of these photo ID laws across the nation.
Sherman would not say if the ACLU is considering legal action against Wisconsin's voter ID law. But Republican State Senator Pam Galloway says the new law is needed to protect her constituents, including Ruthel Frank.
To make sure that you really are who you say you are. So it actually protects people like Ruth, when she does go to vote, that her vote will count, that she isn't being disenfranchised by somebody voting fraudulently.
Senator Galloway says she's surprised that people like Ruthel Frank don't have the documentation for the IDs.
You know, it's surprising to me that there are people out there that don't have a copy of their birth certificate. When you consider that you really need a photo ID for so many different things, so I'm very frustrated for her.
But Frank says she was frustrated when she brought four forms of identification to the DMV, waited in line, and was turned away.
They wouldn't even look at my other papers. I had everything. I had my Social Security card. I had my marriage license. I had proof where I lived, and I had all the other requirements. The only thing I didn't have was a birth certificate.
According to Wisconsin's Government Accountability Board, Frank could vote absentee if she claimed she was indefinitely confined to her home. She said that would be a lie.
That's not truthful. I'm not confined to this house. I might not be able to travel around like a lot of other people do, but I get around and I can walk.
And Ruthel Frank says she shouldn't have to lie or spend any money in order to exercise her right to vote. In Brokaw, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.